farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Thanks for joining us again this morning as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series looking at the focus crops for each parish. We're still in Manchester and today we turn our attention to Irish potato. Our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Did you know that locally we consume 2 million pounds of Irish potato per month? Yes, and this does not include what's used to make fries and wedges. Obviously, there's a high demand for Irish potato, a demand Manchester farmers are aiming to capitalize on. Rada Agricultural Manager for the parish, Samuel Harris, says the farmers intend to plant some 800 hectares of Irish potato this year alone. This will ensure there's enough to supply the local market, so the government will not need to import the produce. So, if you're interested in starting an Irish potato farm, here's some basic information you'll need. First up, Irish potato is grown from seeds. In Jamaica, farmers use elite or top quality seeds imported into the island.
The period of importation is normally between November to January, February. So during the rest of the year, farmers will plant back seeds that they saved from the previous crop. The small potatoes and so on will be used as seed material for the subsequent crops.
Here's what to do after acquiring your seeds.
The farmer will do the land preparation, then plant it, fertilize it. Normally, we advise them to at least fertilize before or at the time of planting. So they would make their furrows and then they would blind the fertilizer and put in the seed and cover.
Blinding the fertilizer?
Blinding is when you put it and you put some dirt between it and the seed. So you put it in the furrow, cover it slightly, and then you put in the seed. So as soon as the plant grows, you would go down to the fertilizer.
So you're done planting and blinding your fertilizer. What happens next?
Germination normally takes place within at least 10 to 12 days after planting, and you notice them coming out of the soil. Molding is normally done at roughly about 3 weeks after germination. So between the third and the fifth week, you would mold and so on. At about the sixth or seventh week, the potato start to flower. So you know it's maturing as a plant.
Farmers are advised to do almost 10 applications of fungicide, and here's why.
Potato is a very delicate crop, so actually most farmers do at least 8 to 9 different applications of fungicide on it, because disease is the major enemy of potato. So you would do 9 sprays at least, and so the crop would be matured in about 3 months. So at 3 months time, reaping would take place, and normally if the soil is tough, usually a stick or a fork and lift it out, and then normally we advise that they put it in crates to avoid bruising.
Farmers are also encouraged to kill the crop 12 weeks after harvesting.
Sometimes the potato has reached a stage where it will not deposit any more food in the tubers. So we advise them now to kill the crop so that the potato can be stored properly. Usually spray with a weedicide like Reglone or Gramoxone.
Rada Agricultural Manager for Manchester, Samuel Harris. And as the dry period continues, we'll be bringing you some water conservation tips from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
When brushing your teeth, use a glass of water instead of running water.
The proverb for this morning is, "Those who can dance say the music no good." Translation: those who cannot dance say the music is no good. This means people will find faults and make excuses if they find that they are unable to cope in a situation. That's a wrap on this edition of Calling Farmers. Come back next time when we'll wrap up our look at Manchester and move on to another parish. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Happy holidays.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.